nothing and went off and you got
no, behind the cover.
Yes. This member decapitated. It's probably because you're trying to hide something and make sure certain details don't come out.
Into life with Annie Elise.
Hey guys, welcome back. My name is Annie Elise, and if you are brand new, stopping by for the first time, welcome to my channel, 10 to Life, where we talk all things true crime. Now, before we jump into the case we're going to be talking about today, the reason we're going to be talking about it actually is because it has been highly requested by you guys. I have been receiving a ton of DMs and messages over the last couple of days asking to cover this case. And the reason why I've been getting all these requests is because apparently mainstream media isn't covering it. And when I explain what is going on in this case and what happened, like me, I'm sure you're going to be puzzled and confused as to why this isn't on the mainstream media circuit and why people aren't talking about it, because it seems as though it is not like the perfect little square box of what usually is covered, but we've heard these cases before. And so I'm interested to know why you think people aren't talking about it. Please share your thoughts and your opinions in the comment section below and let's talk about it. And I'm curious, because when I started reading about this, my mind was literally blown. I was just like, I hadn't heard of it until you guys brought it to my attention too, which usually I'm hearing about everything just through all the different things I'm subscribed to and all of these other avenues. And so I don't know why it's not out there. That's what my purpose is in pushing it out, not only to give you the coverage of the case that you've been requesting, but to hopefully push this out there so more people are made aware of this senseless act that took place just a couple of days ago, and hopefully also to bring some justice into it. So that's what I'm doing. Please share this where you can. Before we jump in, I wanted to also let you know I did finally set up a Patreon, which you guys have been asking for. So I'll leave that in the comment box below as well in case you're interested in that. It just gives you access to private live streams, different perks, things like that. So take a look if you're interested, and if not, no worries at all. I've got my blue light glasses on today because I've been working all day and I get like massive migraines and headaches. So if you see any sort of reflection, I apologize in advance. All right, so let's jump right into the case today. This case takes us to St. Louis, Missouri. And as I mentioned earlier, this happened very recently. So recently, not even a week ago recently. And this all started to unfold last Tuesday on November 17th, when a young woman by the name of Anya Delancey went into labor at a local hospital. On Tuesday, November 17th, Anya goes into labor. She goes to this local hospital to deliver her child. Meanwhile, she left her 5-year-old son, Jamarian, and his 7-year-old sister, Micaiah, in the care of Anya's 24-year-old boyfriend, Joshua Dallas. She leaves the kids under his care in their North St. Louis apartment. So what is supposed to be a very happy moment for Anya, she's about to give birth to this child, happy, her kids are being well taken care of by her boyfriend in their home, takes a drastic turn, and it turns into a mother's worst nightmare. Because the very next morning, her entire world was about to change and be shattered in front of her. The very next morning, on November 18th, her boyfriend Joshua Dallas brings 5-year-old Jamarian to the Children's Hospital. Jamarian was in dire need of medical attention. When he arrived, Jamarian was not only in dire need of medical attention, but he was completely unresponsive. Doctors immediately saw that Jamarian had suffered devastating blunt force trauma. What could have happened to this 5-year-old boy in a matter of 24 hours while his mother was at the hospital delivering his sibling, and now he's unresponsive in a state of what doctors were saying, just complete dire panic, heartbreak and trauma. And what happened? What happened from point A to point Z to get here? And more importantly, was Jamarian going to be okay? I can't even imagine the amount of panic that his mother must have been feeling in those moments. An investigation revealed that Jamarian had not only suffered that devastating blunt force trauma, but he also suffered from a lacerated liver and intestine, a broken rib, and bruising to his face and inside of his mouth. All of these injuries combined caused significant internal bleeding, and the internal bleeding was so bad that it unfortunately unfortunately ended up being the demise of Jamarion, and it killed him. Jamarion died from these injuries, and immediately the St. Louis Police Department was called to investigate and see what was it that happened, how did they get there, and what was the cause of these injuries, and who was to blame for these injuries. Now, as if this wasn't completely heartbreaking enough, it gets even worse, because during their investigation, the St. Louis Police Department learned that Jamarion was blind and had limited mobility, requiring the use of braces on his legs. So not only was this poor young five-year-old boy quite literally beaten to death, but on top of that, he was blind, he had limited mobility, he could not physically protect himself from whoever was doing this to him. Jamarion had no way to defend himself against whoever was inflicting these injuries upon him. Not only is the person who inflicted this horrific attack on Jamarion a predator and just evil and barbaric, but the fact that this person quite literally preyed on this young boy who had limited mobility, who had visual impairments. I mean, that is the lowest of the low and pure evil. Shortly into the detective's investigation into this horrific beating and attack and murder of five-year-old Jamarion, the detectives got their suspect. And on November 19th, they arrested 24-year-old Joshua Dallas, the boyfriend of Anya Delancey, who was giving birth, and the mother to Jamarion. He was supposed to be taking care of those kids. He was supposed to be protecting those kids as she is giving birth to another child. I mean, how does that even compute in one's mind? Joshua was charged with abuse or neglect of a child, resulting in death and unlawful possession of a firearm because he is a felon, and police found a gun in his home when they went to check everything out. So he's already a previous convicted felon. He has a gun in the house, which who knows what could have potentially happened if he had a firearm, and we know he's violent now. What could have unfolded and who else could have potentially been a victim of his down the road? But what led to this? We still don't have a motive. We don't have any sort of indication as to if the sister was around when this happened, when this happened, again, why this happened. And hopefully it was fast and relatively painless. I can't imagine what would even lead somebody to do this to somebody. But also, what I can't get my mind around is your girlfriend is giving birth in the hospital nearby. You're watching two children while she's giving birth to another. What were you going to do when that other child came home? What were you going to do with all three of these kids in your possession at any given point? Were you going to pick them off one by one? Was Anya going to be next? What was the firearm in the house for? I mean, the entire story and details behind this are just so unsettling because we really have no idea where it would lead. And we have no idea why this happened. And even more than that, we have no idea why nobody is talking about this. There's been a GoFundMe set up for Anya, and it's to really, of course, help with funeral expenses for Jamarion. And now she has this newborn she's taking care of. She's trying to put her five-year-old son to rest and lay him to rest in a peaceful way while navigating motherhood all over again. I mean, I can't imagine how overwhelmed she must be, how heartbroken she must be. So please, if you have anything to offer, to donate, to give, it doesn't matter how little, no amount is too small. I'm going to leave the link in the GoFundMe in the description box below. And please share this where you can, because I don't get why this isn't on mainstream media. This is horrific. Is it because of the location where it happened, because it's not in a super popular area? Is it because this isn't a white family? And I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but I'm bringing that into it because, you know, if it was blonde hair, blue eye, white family, it'd be all over the media right now. So why is nobody talking about this? And where is Jamarion's justice? Tell me, where is that? And I'm sorry, I know I'm getting heated right now, and I'm not trying to get political with anything, but you know things strike a chord with me when it has to do with children and when it has to do with people preying on them. It hits my nerves and it infuriates me. And what infuriates me even more than that right now is that nobody is talking about it and bringing justice to Jamarion's name. Why do you think that is? Why do you think this isn't in the media right now? Please comment below, share your thoughts, and share this where you can, whether it's texting the link, sharing it on your Facebook. Get this story out there. Let's hopefully raise some donations for Anya as she goes through this entire heartbreak and mourning process as she's supposed to be in one of the most joyful times of her life, welcoming this new child into her family, all to what? Say goodbye to another? It doesn't seem right to me. And it's just, it's so senseless and it's barbaric. It is truly barbaric. You're preying on a young boy with special needs. How dare you? Sorry for getting heated again today, guys. I'm trying to keep my cool. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoy the case coverage and I hope you push it out there. Don't forget to hit that like button, comment below with your thoughts, and share this where you can. And until the next case, stay safe. Bye.